Topic number two. Let's talk about QR codes. I've already mentioned the QR code a couple times, and I get questions about this when I was when I talk about it. So I thought, great, let me tell you more about QR codes. I have a couple thoughts I want to share with you. Number one, this again is my resource page, and you're going to see I've got that QR code right here on the right-hand column. I know I said this a few minutes ago, but there may be folks that didn't hear it, so I'm going to repeat myself on purpose. I put the QR code on the page itself on purpose. I have it on my own phone, and I can show people the QR code and they can go bloop and then they can show up. They can, the page pops up for them. But I thought, wouldn't it be great if I put that QR code right on the page so that that person, you later could be like, oh yeah, I watched this really great training from CJ. Do you want his LinkedIn training? It's at this page, and you can show them the code right on the page, and then they can be like, bloop, and then they can get to it, and then they can watch the training. And you don't have to text them a link. You don't have to email them a link. You don't have to do anything except show it to them. Be like, here, take this, scan this, and they can. Great benefit of a QR code is your camera is going to turn it into a link and then display it for you. So let's talk a little bit about QR codes, because there's a couple different kinds and there's a couple ways that you can do it. And I want you to be aware there's some pros and cons for both. Let's just talk through it real quick. The first thing to tell you is there's two kinds of QR codes. There's a static QR code and there's a dynamic QR code. I'll have more on each of those in a minute, but basically the static QR code never changes. It's static. So whatever you program that QR code to go to, right here, I'm just showing yourwebsite.com/XYZ. If you create a QR code or you have one created by your graphic designer for you to go to yourwebsite.com/XYZ, it's always going to be that QR code. That the one that I just showed you on the previous page, this one right here, if you pull it up and you look at it, it's always going to take you to gilbertstudios.com/meet-cj. Always. It's always going to do that. It's a static QR code is what I'm trying to say. There's another kind. There's a dynamic QR code. The dynamic QR code doesn't use your website that you put in. It uses their website of the service that's providing you that QR code. It uses their site. So when someone holds their phone up to it, instead of seeing gilbertstudios.com/XYZ or whatever, instead of showing yourwebsite.com/XYZ, it's going to show that service's website. And I just wrote right here, zyx.abc/123, because it usually looks like a bunch of gobbledygook text. Let's talk about some pros and cons. Why would you want to do that then? Why would you want a dynamic code? Well, the dynamic QR code, here's the benefit. It can be changed later and it doesn't change the graphic. In other words, when you sign up for this kind of a service and you create a QR code and it's a dynamic QR code, later you can log into their dashboard and you can change which link it's going to. So today you want it to go to yourwebsite.com/February23. And then in 2 months, you come back later and now you want it to go to yourwebsite.com/March or April 23. You can change it inside the dashboard. The code itself stays the same. Well, that's a big benefit because if you've got codes out there that are doing work for you, you don't have to worry about where those codes are or what signs or print ads or whatever you've put them on, because you can just change where it's going inside their dashboard. That could be very, very helpful. It also can be tracked. If you're sending the traffic through their service because it's using their code, they can tell you. You got 5 clicks, you got 6 clicks. It might even be able to tell you where the traffic came from and where it's going. Like it might be able to tell you it came from Facebook or it came from, I don't know. The point is, if you're using their link, their software can help track it. So that's the benefit of a dynamic QR code. It can be changed later without actually affecting the picture, the graphic of the code itself. It's changed inside the dashboard where it redirects to, and it can be tracked by their software. Let me tell you about static QR codes. I'm in this place where I'm kind of preferring to use static QR codes right now. And here's why. Here's why I do it. I use a static QR code for my websites because, number one, I'm already tracking the statistics in a different way. When you come to my website, I can look at my report later and see how many people came to my website and did they come from Facebook or Google or whatever, right? So I don't necessarily need that tracking piece that the dynamic thing offers. And I'm really concerned, you guys, about scams and security. So I think the greatest benefit of a static QR code is when you pick up your phone and you point it at my QR code, your phone is going to say, we're going to gilbertstudios.com. You don't even have to click anything. You just hold your phone up and look at it. And your phone says, this code is about to take us to gilbertstudios.com. And then you can feel really secure about that. Yeah, that's where I want to go. I want to go to gilbertstudios.com. So it makes sense that that's what I'm doing. So it offers almost like a little bit of visual security because people can see exactly where they're going in that moment. And you don't need a subscription. There's a lot of services that will create a free static QR code for you. And you don't need to pay for it. You don't need a monthly subscription, nothing, because that link is hard code embedded into those little dots that make up the code. And it is what it is. And it never changes. And you don't need to pay anyone nothing for that. So hopefully that gives you a good example of what those two different kinds of QR codes are. Here's a couple bonus ideas. You can now add a logo or picture to the center of the QR code. And this is very valuable too. It's kind of like another level of visual security because one of the things we're seeing people do, we see QR codes happening everywhere right now. They're going on print ads, they're going on billboards, they're going on bus benches, you know, magazines, wherever you can put a QR code to help your people get things really quickly. But here's something else that we've seen people do. We've seen people print up stickers of their own QR code, and then they come along that advertisement magazine, billboard, bench, and they put their own QR code sticker over the top of the one that's there. And now all of a sudden they're taking that traffic or they could do something bad. I'm always on the lookout for how people are going to abuse things and trick you online. So one of the potential possibilities is that someone could take their own QR code sticker and put it on top of yours, and now your people are going there. So if you have a QR code that's got a logo in the middle of it, they can't really do that, can they? Because when you look at my QR codes, it's going to say Jungle Studios in the middle of it. And then, and that's just another way that you can tell. Visually, you can see my logo. And then when you hold up the phone, you can read it right on your screen where it's going to go to. And here's another thing to tell. So it adds a little bit of branding and a little visual security for your people that they're going to the place they want to go to. And you can create several QR codes. I'm talking about using it right now as a digital card or for a landing page, but you could create one for your homepage. You could create one for special offers or promotions. You could have ones for your lead magnet, your opt-ins, your gifts, etc. So by no means should you feel limited to only having one QR code. You could have several depending on how you want to use them or what information you want people to get to. I hope this has been helpful for you. We've been talking about QR codes and digital business cards, and those are all of our topics this week. So now it's time to Ask a Web Geek. If you've got any questions for me, please head on over to askawebgeek.com. I would love for you to subscribe on YouTube, join our Facebook group, also called Ask a Web Geek, and join our community and ask any questions that you have right there. Of course, all the links and details are at askawebgeek.com. And that's our program today. Thank you so much for being with us. You know, at Gilbert Studios and Jungle Studios and Ask a Web Geek, we understand the internet is a jungle. it's too easy to get lost and to go down a path that you didn't see coming and to find yourself stuck in the quicksand or a trap that you didn't even know was there, and to find it just eating up your time and not getting where you want to go, and you feel lost and you feel alone. You can avoid all of that by joining up with a tribe of people, hiring a well-trained guide that can lead you through and get you where you want to go. Let us guide you through. Join our program, join our YouTube channel, join us on Facebook, and we're so glad that you are part of our program here today. My name is CJ Gilbert. Thank you so much for being here with us on my 43rd episode of Ask a Web Geek. I'm a little nervous. We had a little fumbles and a couple hiccups along the way, but I think we made it through. So on behalf of the entire web jungle, allow me to say, thank you so much for being here with me. I hope that you have a wonderful Website Wednesday. Make it a great week, and we'll see you next time in the web jungle. The internet's a jungle. Roar! What is causing that? Isn't this exciting? This is exciting television, am I right? This is why you test stuff before going live. Something is still causing this yellow border. What is doing it? Let's look it up. Well, we're going to let all of that go, and we're going to put on a really great show here together. So thank you so much for your patience as I got all my ducks in a row, so to speak. And we are now ready to do a live taping of Ask a Web Geek. And I'm so pleased that you're here with me today. Thank you so much. I use those for thumbnails. Maybe you do something totally ridiculous too for your thumbnails. And that was our program today. Woo! Well, how'd we do? That was my first podcast episode that I've recorded in like a year, over a year. And I had a couple hiccups along the way. And who knows how it's going to turn out with the audio and the video. And all of that will come later on Saturday when I edit the whole thing together. And then it'll be interesting to see which segments I pull out for some new Geek Bites episode. So once again, if you haven't yet, check out our YouTube channel and check out all the episodes that have been there. Leave me a comment, invite someone else to join the group here. There should be a button you can invite people directly to, invite your friends and family, especially those in small business. And we look forward to seeing you next time. The internet's a jungle. Roar!